Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian student protesters in colleges across the U.S. were arrested on Tuesday. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports from New York.
Several schools around New York City saw large protests Tuesday evening outside the gates of City College of New York under the rain. Protesters faced off with police wearing riot gear. Law enforcement outnumbered demonstrators and tensions escalated quickly. The latest clashes come after weeks of nationwide tension between students, school administrators, and law enforcement. Students are demanding their universities disclose financial ties to Israel, divest, and grant amnesty to students suspended for protesting. At universities like Columbia and City College of New York, solidarity encampments have been erected. Scores of students were arrested overnight. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv ahead of talks on a new ceasefire and hostage release proposal. Blinken is pressing Israeli and Hamas officials to accept the offer, calling it the last chance to avert a major Israeli military offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah. Speaking in Jordan Tuesday, Blinken again stressed the need to get humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza.
What we've seen in the last few weeks is clear and demonstrable progress in getting more assistance into Gaza and getting more of it around within Gaza.
Blinken says U.S. maritime corridor being created to get more aid to civilians in Gaza should be operational within weeks. Meanwhile, Israel has sent a delegation to ceasefire talks that are continuing in Cairo, Egypt. A federal court has blocked Louisiana from using the state's new congressional map in November. NPR's Hansi Luong reports on the outcome of a long-running redistricting battle that could help determine which party controls the next Congress.
Louisiana's Republican-controlled legislature drew a map of congressional voting districts in January with two majority black districts after a judge ordered it to get in line with the Voting Rights Act. Those districts are likely to elect Democrats, given how racially polarized voting is in Louisiana. But a three-judge court is now ordering all sides to meet to discuss a new redistricting plan after finding lawmakers violated the Constitution by engaging in racial gerrymandering. This ruling, however, may be appealed directly to the Supreme Court and set up another chance for the High Court to review the Voting Rights Act, which has been weakened by Supreme Court decisions over the past decade. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
The Mississippi legislature has voted to expand Medicaid access under the Affordable Care Act. The proposal still faces hurdles. Some Republican state lawmakers oppose it, and Governor Tate Reeves may veto the measure. Mississippi is one of the poorest states in the nation. You're listening to NPR News. An independent panel of experts is suggesting that women undergo breast cancer screenings before they turn 40. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force noted that women have long been urged to get mammograms every 2 years, starting at age 50. The change is meant to address a rise in breast cancer cases among younger women overall and higher cancer death rates among black women. The cost of labor grew faster than expected in the first 3 months of the year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the latest bill from the Labor Department.
Employers' costs for workers rose by 1.2% in the first quarter, a larger increase in the three previous months. That could put more upward pressure on prices, especially in the service sector. The Federal Reserve is keeping a close eye on inflationary pressures. Price hikes at McDonald's padded sales for the most recent quarter, but the fast food chain fell short of Wall Street forecast. Eli Lilly stock opened higher after the drug maker reported better-than-expected quarterly profits. Strong demand for Lilly's obesity and diabetes drugs have boosted the company's bottom line. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The government is reclassifying cannabis as a less dangerous controlled substance. The change would recognize marijuana's potential medical benefits and could trigger studies. The reclassification will be published after the Drug Enforcement Administration approves an opinion by federal health officials, but an administrative law judge will have the final say and could hold hearings before that rule is approved. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's losses. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.